Mark Twain said, "Forgiveness is a fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it." The heel that crushed me belonged to my father's best friend and the pastor of our church. The year I turned 16, he started molesting me. During that year of high school, the Scarlet Letter was required reading for English class. I could not help but compare Reverend Dimmesdale to the man who was abusing me. They were both clergy involved in adulterous activities. I thought of them as wolves in shepherd's clothing, hands clenched in fists of self-righteousness as they pounded the pulpit on Sunday, clenched flesh that did not belong to them during the week. As I played an unwilling Hester, that crimson A burned itself into my soul. Guilt and helpless rage added to the constant sickening worry that he would catch me alone again. As the years passed, most of the guilt and all of the worry faded into the wallpaper of my memory. But I clung to my rage like a drowning man to a life raft. It seemed like a talisman protecting me from further abuse and hurting my offender by robbing him of peace. Slowly, I realized the only person being robbed of peace was me. My rage became a burden that I wanted to get rid of. I felt forgiveness was the answer, but I didn't know how to forgive this offense. My anger was largely due to the lack of justice. This man had harmed me without consequence. He didn't deserve to be forgiven, but he also didn't deserve the endless hours I wasted obsessing over him and his actions. Dr. Luskin is a man who has studied forgiveness for years. He states, "Forgiveness is for you and not the offender." I considered this statement, along with Mark Twain's, and realized that not only is forgiveness not for the benefit of the offender, it isn't even about the offender, nor is it about justice. When a violet spreads perfume because it has been crushed, it does not do so as a blessing to the heel. It does so because that is its nature. We appreciate the violet even more after it has been crushed because of its sweet smell. We do not give any attention to the heel, but to the violet. I reasoned that if anyone could teach me how to forgive, it would be other survivors of abuse. As I searched for insight, I came across the Forgiveness Project. I read story after story written by people who had suffered at the hands of others and responded with forgiveness. One story in particular struck right to the marrow of my anger. The man who told his story had also been abused by a trusted figure. He stated that if we do not forgive our abusers, they are still abusing us. And that truth finally set me free. The man who abused me is no longer a big bad wolf, but a paper tiger. My time of anger has ended. It is time to shed violet perfume on the wolf and vanquish him once and for all.